Hello, this is Senator Barack Obama, and today is Wednesday, April 5th, 2006. You know, many of you, I'm sure, are following the enormous debate that's taking place here in Washington and all across the country on the issue of immigration. I mean, I think this is one of those issues that touches on questions of morality, questions of law, and our identity as Americans. You know, like millions of Americans, the immigrant story is my story. My father came here from Kenya. That's where I got my name. And although he never became a U.S. citizen, I understand, I think, what it means for people to come to this country and search for a better life. I represent a state where immigrant communities ranging from Mexican to Polish to Irish to Armenian enrich our cities, make our neighborhoods. So I understand what it means for people to come to the United States in search of a better life. And I also understand the fact that we're going to have to fix what is essentially a broken system. You know, when Congress first addressed this issue comprehensively in 1986, there were about 4 million illegal immigrants living in the U.S. That number has now grown substantially. Today, it's estimated that there are more than 11 million undocumented aliens living in our country. Now, you know, the American people are a welcoming people. They're a generous people. But they have legitimate worries about a porous border in which people are living here without documentation and not subject to the law, living in the shadows. Obviously, that circumstance is not particularly good for those undocumented workers either. It puts them in a position where they can be exploited by employers. They don't have legal rights. If they have an accident, if their child gets sick, they may not avail themselves of government services for fear that it might lead to deportation. And so it is bad for them, and it's bad for us. We've got to fix the system. The debate in Washington right now essentially centers on a couple of things. Number one, everybody uniformly believes that we have to improve border security. Almost everybody believes that we have to have at least some sort of virtual wall across our borders that will limit the enormous influx, thousands of people who are coming through places like Arizona with impunity every day, oftentimes at great risk to themselves. So that means we have to have more border patrols. We have to have unmanned drones that are surveilling the area. We've got to have better detention centers so that you don't essentially have a situation where you're catching people and then immediately releasing them because there's no place to hold them. Most importantly, you have to have a virtual wall that's built where employers essentially have to see a tamper-proof identification card in order for them to hire workers. And we've got to enforce that so that if employers are taking advantage of illegal immigrants, then they pay a serious fine and there are consequences to it. We've got employers right now who actually call into Mexico and say, I need 500 workers. I don't want to pay the workers in the area where my plant is located, the minimum wage, and essentially use illegal workers as a way of undermining health, safety, protection laws, minimum wage, and so forth. So border security is something that uniformly I think people are concerned about. There are those like Representative Sensenbrenner in the House that have gone about it in the wrong way. They think that the way to deal with border security is to criminalize illegal immigrants and criminalize those who might provide them with assistance. I think that's an impractical, dopey idea. The notion that you're going to have police officers who are snatching folks out of their homes, tearing them away from their families, instead of catching drug dealers and gangbangers, I think is not where the American people are at. Now, the most serious debate that we have right now has to do with, even if we seal our borders, what do we do with the 11 to 12 million people who are already here? There are those who would argue they should all be deported. If they want to apply for citizenship, they should have to go back to their country of origin, and then they can reapply. That is not realistic. We have no way of deporting 11 to 12 million people. They will not leave voluntarily. If they came here enduring incredible hardship and have been living this long in this country without legal documentation, the notion that somehow by passing this law, they're immediately going to report to authorities and allow themselves to be deported just doesn't make sense. And we don't have the capacity to enforce such an approach. What we can do is bring them out of the shadows by putting them on a pathway to citizenship. And the proposal that's on the floor right now essentially says, look, you broke our laws. You've got to pay a penalty for that. You've got to pay a fine. You have to go to the back of the line. You have to go through 10 steps over the course of 11 years. But if you do all those things, if you show yourself to be committed to being a U.S. citizen, then in fact you can stay here, work, raise your families. People call that amnesty. My attitude is anything that requires people to jump through 11 years worth of hoops is not amnesty. Anything that requires them to pay fines and to learn English and to maintain a job and a host of other requirements, that's not amnesty. It's a earned pathway to citizenship that I think is something that we all should be supportive of. Whether we can get a bill like that passed, I don't know. I'm speaking to you midweek, and there is enormous resistance on the part of some members of the Republican Party. To be honest, there are some concerns within the Democratic Party about one more component of the bill, which has to do with a guest worker program, essentially allowing 400,000 guest workers to come into the United States, even though they would never have the opportunity for citizenship. Similar to the agricultural worker visas that are granted currently. There are some legitimate concerns on the part of some, including myself, that this is a way of for corporations to essentially avoid a unionized workforce or a workforce that has the ability to demand proper wages and benefits. Nevertheless, there is a feeling that if we can at least provide for some of these guest workers to come in, they may not want citizenship. They may simply want the opportunity to work here and then go home. So these are debates that we're having. My hope is that we come up with a comprehensive bill. My bottom line is that we have to have our borders sealed, but we also have to treat humanely the people who are already here. And it's important, I think, for all of us to remember that not every single immigrant who came into this country through Ellis Island had proper documentation. Not every one of our grandparents or great-grandparents would have necessarily qualified for legal immigration, but they did come here in search of a dream and in search of hope. And Americans, I think, understand that. They're willing to give an opportunity to those who are already here as long as we get serious about making sure that our borders mean something. You know, today's immigrants are following the same path, and we do them and ourselves a disservice if we don't recognize the contributions of those individuals. We also fail to protect our nation if we don't regain control of our immigration system immediately. So, thank you so much, guys, for listening, as always, and I look forward to talking to you next week. Bye-bye.